Hola, ¿qué tal? Yo soy Kike Rodríguez, profesor de inglés, y en este video les voy a hacer un test para medir su nivel de inglés hasta el nivel B2. El nivel B2 es intermedio avanzado, así es de que es un excelente nivel que tú puedes conocer si lo tienes ahora mismo. Incluso puedes llegar a ser profesor de inglés. La mayoría de los profesores de inglés comienzan siendo nivel B2. Bien. Este test consta de 50 reactivos, 50 preguntas, 50 oraciones que yo les voy a hacer. No es muy extenso, va a ser rápido. De hecho, no son muy largas las oraciones, pero se requiere de dos opciones de respuesta, A y B, que tú tendrás que responder. Por ejemplo, en la número 1 que yo les diga, tú tomas lápiz y papel y anotas número 1, y si crees que la respuesta correcta es la inciso A, escribes A. En la 2, por ejemplo, si crees que la correcta es inciso B, escribes 2B. En la 3, si no estás seguro que sea la A, fíjate, pero tampoco conoces la B, entonces tendrás que responder inciso C, aunque no exista. ¿Y esto por qué? Un examen para que sea más objetivo, un examen de este nivel para que sea más objetivo, tendría que tener al menos cuatro opciones de respuesta, de la A hasta la D, para determinar que tú verdaderamente conoces la respuesta. Algunas se hacen por método de eliminación, pero en este caso no tenemos un método de eliminación más amplio, por lo tanto, estaríamos diciendo por estadística que vas a acertar la mitad y que podrías la otra mitad, aunque no entiendas, podrás salir bastante bien. Espero explicarme. Tendrás que anotar inciso C si no estás seguro o segura de inciso A o inciso B. Esto es para que sepas qué temas no conoces de inglés, en cuáles estás fallando y puedas después estudiarlo. ¿Sí? La honestidad te va a ayudar a determinar en qué estás fallando y por eso tendrás que anotar inciso C. Al final les voy a dar resultados. Inciso, es nivel A1, nivel A2, nivel B1, nivel B2. Toma lápiz y papel. Esta es la dinámica de las respuestas. Entonces, entendido esto, vamos a comenzar. Quiero que por favor vayan pausando el video. Yo no me voy a detener, los que se van a detener son ustedes. Pregunta número 1. Te doy las dos opciones, le pones pausa, contestas. Y así vas a ir sucesivamente. Esto porque luego me dicen, Quique, vas muy rápido, no alcanzo. Bueno, claro, esa es la mecánica del test y ustedes tendrán que ir pausando el video. ¿Ok? ¿Están listos? Comenzamos. 1. We not are musicians. We are not musicians. 2. Outside is raining. Is it raining outside? 3. I like to play baseball in the school. I like to play baseball at school. 4. My dad usually comes on Saturday. My dad comes on Saturday usually. 5. They never travel by plane. They never travel in plane. 6. He goes to the coffee shop on weekends. He goes to the coffee shop in weekends. 7. The better way to learn English is by practicing. The best way to learn English is by practicing. 8. A plane goes faster as a car. A plane goes faster than a car. 9. She speaks English well. She speaks English well. 10. I prefer walking than running. I prefer to walk than to run. 11. The teacher arrived in time. The teacher arrived on time. 12. She usually gets sick in this season. She usually gets sick on this season. 13. Have you planned this before? Has you planned this before? 14. My computer don't worked well this time. My computer didn't work well this time. 15. Did you go to the movies yesterday? Do you went to the movies yesterday? 16. They don't invited me to their party. They didn't invite me to their party. 17. 7,000 is bigger than 700. 7,000 is more big than 700. 18. She visited us on April. She visited us in April. 19. There is two cats near my window. There are two cats near my window. 20. The dogs are animals. Dogs are animals. 21. People are awesome. People is awesome. 22. The past form of the verb go is goed. The past form of the verb go is went. 23. She doesn't have beautiful eyes. She doesn't has beautiful eyes. 24. If you share your drink, I'll give you an advice. If you'll share your drink, I give you an advice. 25. She can't dance cumbia. She can dance cumbia. 26. You should go to the doctor if you feel sick. You would go to the doctor if you feel sick. 27. Students can't wear uniform. That's the law. Students must wear uniform. That's the law. 28. A lot of fishes are on my plate. A lot of fish is on my plate. 29. She did it right on her own. She did it right on his own. 30. I haven't time to practice my English this way. I haven't had time to practice my English this way. 31. Go there. I'll be with you ASAP. Go there. I'll be here ASAP. 32. If I fall, I get up. If fall, I will get up. 33. My alarm clock don't go off this morning. My alarm clock didn't go off this morning. 34. Is this poem going to be written? Is this poem going to be wrote? 35. She had been there for 2 hours when I arrived. She has been there for 2 hours when I arrived. 36. This is the big city I talked to you about. This is the big city which I talked to you about. 37. You need to find out how successful is their communication. you need to find out how successful their communication is. 38. I'm tired out after my physical exercise. I'm shut down after my physical exercise. 39. Would you please give your attention to me while I am talking? Would you please look for my attention while I am talking? 40. It's starting to rain. You should pick up the car before you get wet. It's starting to rain. You should get in the car before you get wet. 41. It's time to take off your homework. It's time to hand in your homework. 42. We have had many exams but few time to study. We have had a lot of exams but a little time to study. 43. Please tell me what happened while you were traveling. Please tell me what was happening while you traveled. 44. By this time next year, we will have lived in Greece for 15 years. By this time next year, we will live in Greece for 15 years. 45. I didn't even understand what you meant. That's why I'm calling you back. I didn't even understood what you mean. That's why I'm calling you back. 46. How many time does it take you to get to school from home? How long does it take you to get to school? 47. I couldn't connect to the internet and I realized that I hadn't paid the bill. I couldn't connect to the internet and I realized that I didn't pay the bill. 48. When we walked into the hall, the show had already begun. When we walked into the hall, the show has already begun. 49. Her parents named her 31 years ago and she has been Carla since then. Her parents have named her 31 years ago and she was Carla since then. 50. A concerned grandmother who hasn't said one word yet. A concerned grandmother who hasn't been saying one word yet. Okay. Hemos terminado el test y a continuación aparecen las respuestas. Los resultados son los siguientes. Si obtuviste de la 1 a la 20, tu nivel estás en A1. Si estás dentro de este rango, si estás entre la 21 y la 30, este podría ser tu nivel. 31. 40 B1 y 41 A50, aquí estaría tu nivel, ¿ok? Si te gustó, por favor, comparte, regálame un like y nos vemos hasta la próxima. Déjame el resultado aquí. Bye.